This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, I'm watching this Ray Donovan, and the guy's solving everything. I mean, he's fixing all these problems.
Yeah,
and I'm like, this dude's incredible.
Yes.
You know? So I look him up. He's Pablo Schreiber's brother.
Can you believe
that?
Yes, no, I had no idea. Because he doesn't have the mustache as a thing.
Yes.
But yes.
Unbelievable. Yes. So no wonder I like him.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's genetic.
Hey!
What up, what up?
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. We love movies. We don't love all of them. And sometimes a movie comes out and you have an experience with it that is not entirely positive. And
you get to a point, too, Hayes, in your career where you think, I'm immune to being truly teed off and disappointed. I'm financially comfortable
because
my apartment's shaping up great. I'm getting along with my dad. I'm not grounded. You know, you really start to think, gosh, everything's swimming. Steffi looks good lately. Everything's swimming and I can't get shaken to my core by a movie-going experience.
Yeah, that's my... You start to think that it's the same thing for me relationship-wise. My thing with Carrie Ann Moss is going so well that you start to think that nothing else in your life can get to you. That you feel sort of cured now.
Dude, you're on cloud nine and you go, I'm never going back to cloud
she's my
eight
medicine.
Or seven.
Yes, she's my medicine. And boy, do I need a big spoonful after this movie.
A healthy dose and just load up that syringe and mainline it straight into your wiener vein, you know? And
that big
and
one,
that
one big one.
And that is how a relationship can really feel when it's going good.
Boyhood. We saw
Boyhood's
this movie.
A movie. It probably didn't come to your town, and I wish it didn't come to mine. Now, Ricky Linklater is a sweet kid, or so we thought. We've talked to him before. At a premiere for
something.
And I want to say it was,
what was that movie?
Drop Dead Fred.
Yes,
is
that was that
right?
Movie. Yeah, I was going to say about the guys at Lachlan Monroe.
So then Ricky's there, and we're talking to him on the carpet.
And we're telling him about the different projects we're doing, and we're saying we're doing this one movie where we follow this guy. And we shoot
this baby,
this
you know,
baby.
Straight up.
Yes, and every day we film him for like 25 minutes from when he was a little baby boy.
And we slipped a fin to engineer Cody's parents when, you know, right when he was born. We were sort of staking out the hospital room for who looked like they were real hard up for a little bit of do-re-mi. And we laid a 50 spot on him and said, can we videotape this kid? No holds barred. We get to do anything with him.
So, yes.
So from day one, we've got footage, 18 minutes a day we roll on this kid?
Sure. And we've been, you know, this movie, Engineer Cody Boy was the name of the project, and it's been something we've been excited about for a long time. We were sort of finding ourselves, in terms of the three-act structure, in the second act low for 20, 21 years.
Yeah.
And so we were waiting to finish this movie.
We bump into Ricky again, round two, at the, what was the premiere that we were at where we wound up talking to him?
It was that movie with, you know,
the machines one. Planes 2, Fire and Rescue.
It was just
the other day.
The funny machines.
It's so funny. And then, so we're hanging with dude, and we go, we're probably going to have to run this thing out for 30 years, you know, of footage to actually get a freaking story. Hopefully something happens to Cody. Not necessarily something bad, but if Engineer Cody had something bad happen, that's more interesting.
Yes, it's that's an ending at least.
And he's walking.
Just like this, what we have now is not an ending.
And I'll tell you, this motherfucker has nine lives too, because... He's walking underneath a piano that's being pulled up on a rickety pulley system.
He's somehow pinballing off cars every time he crosses the street.
Yeah, I mean, the broken arm was, you know, I can't, that he got away that unscathed.
That was in a plane
crash.
And he
made a fucking big to-do about it. It's like, and the plane was crashing into a train. So it's really unreal.
And he walked away. He's like, my arm's broken.
Yeah.
My arm!
Crying like a baby. We got 18 minutes of him wailing. So anyway, you know, that we're telling Ricky that we're having trouble. And he goes like, have you thought about just doing just 12 years? And he winks at us. He lets out this Boyhood movie that thinks only 12 years of some kid who's not even an engineer or anything.
Here's the other thing about this movie. They call it Boyhood. And then when he's a kid, they don't even show, like, his boyhood.
Yes, it's false advertising. Like, you don't see his, like, you know, his...
His little
like
thing.
Like, his boyhood. Let me tell you, Engineer Cody Boy, you were going to see the whole package, the whole deal, whatever there is to see. And we were excited for that kind of cinematic experience to give you, because they grow. I mean, they start different
than
they... They
grow. You should see some of the...
Not always as much as... Whatever. That it's not... And not everybody's not the same, but they do grow, you know? And we thought, that's part of the story.
We were doing one of the... You know, the, where you take a picture of yourself every day.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing one of those things. And you should see how this thing grows. It doesn't grow out.
No,
necessarily.
No. It's more up. I don't know how to describe
sort
it.
Sort of up and in.
And then around.
It's like it grows sort of like a fingernail. If you see like those Guinness Book of World Records things.
Yes, where they curl. It's a, yes, it's an up and back. But it's.
Or like an elf's shoe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's good. It's like, and it must be some, you know, I'm sure there's some mathematician who could explain it. It's got to be some Fibonacci.
It's the golden ratio,
yes,
I think.
Yes, because it does do.
It's just like.
If you put creamer in your coffee, you'd have an idea
shell.
Of what this thing is doing.
Yeah.
So at any rate, it was going to be a hell of a film. And meanwhile, dude scoops us.
Yeah.
Only did 12 years with some fucking drip. I mean, I'm telling you, this kid's really not an engineer at anything. And so I don't know how it's a movie, but...
Now Cody will die. You know,
oh,
just
God.
Watch.
Yeah, because we stopped filming him now. There's no point. It's been done, but watch tomorrow.
And watch Cody just die now. What...
Yeah, just
classic,
just without any help, without any interference.
Classic Cody that would be... Just as soon as we look away, now he dies.
Dude's been frustrating us from fucking jump, and now it's just going to be the greatest final joke on us.
He trips on a roller skate or something on our way out of this.
Yeah, something funny.
Podcast.
Which, believe me, we wanted
perfect,
it to be funny.
The perfect thing.
Anyway, so... donor shout-outs, right?
Donor shout-outs. Yes, we want to do... Ariella Feller, it's sort of another cowboy thing. We had Laramie Legal last week, and now like another one of these funny cowboy names.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Feller, you donated 200 dirlers to Earwolf, and what's other cowboy stuff? Like,
oh,
with the
gosh,
ropes
Terbaki and all this. They've got... Hey, and
this
all
this whole
thing
with the
all
the,
the tumbling weeds, and it's
yes.
just unreal. And there's another donor donation from a which is a disappointing amount because it's from John
it's
Goodman.
From John Goodman, yes.
And you remember him? He did the Roseanne shows,
Alpha
and,
House. You know him from Alpha House.
And he oh, and
but before Alpha House, he was on Roseanne.
Okay, yes, and he's one of the best Blues Brothers that we've had.
Yes,
and so. you know, John Goodman gave $100. You know, tanks but no tanks on that fucking shit, because I know you got paid out the wazoo for Alpha House. And Amazon's not doing great because you did it. And Jeff Bezos has had to cut back on some of his stuff that he does. His, like, hella hunting and all that. Mm-hmm.
There's another thing we need to discuss. We got a letter. You can write us, I don't know, somebody forwarded it to us through the website or something like that. It's from a girl named Jenna.
Mm.
Jenna Kucinskis.
Kucinskis. Kucinskis.
And I don't know. Do we read the whole thing? I don't know how much of this we want to do. Jenna says she's a big fan of our podcast.
Kucinskis.
Very few have the ability to be funny and succeed. I succeed at what?
Kunkiskis.
Anyway, she loves our shit.
The hardest name.
And she says at the same time, her ex-boyfriend is a really big fan of the show.
Mm.
And he listens to all of our podcasts. And she is asking us, essentially, to
get to the point.
Tell her ex-boyfriend that he should get back together with her.
Well, I can I do this? Please, yeah. Do we have his name?
We don't have his name. That would make it a lot easier.
Okay, so whatever your name is, get back together with this girl and marry her and give her a normal last name, because this thing is driving me fucking batty.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for cursing, but it's driving me batty trying to say this name, and it's just the most kabankos thing, and maybe that's how it's pronounced for all I know. And so get back together with her, date her, give her a ring, marry her. You don't like it? I don't care.
Can't speak to her personality necessarily. She seems fine.
Yeah.
She likes the show. She offered to send...
Wrote a letter. Yeah, you don't need more than a couple brain cells to know that this show's a big fucking hit. So, you know.
But that's a good place to start.
Yeah.
And if only as like... emergency aid to just get this woman on the right path in terms of her name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give her the name, and then if you want to split up, at least, you know, she's gotten out of the situation she's in, where I can't imagine anyone wants to deal with her on any sort of, you know,
professional or personal level.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
She so we did it. Jenna, we said that your ex-boyfriend should get back together with you. Hmm. This obviously constitutes an ad. It's a rather large placement. The financial stuff we can take care of after the fact. But
yes, you're contractually bound to us now. And whether you want to do it in one big lump sum payment, it is a large amount of money. If that's difficult for you, we could possibly do... two payments. Mm-hmm. We prefer to do one.
I would do two. As long as they both arrive in the 10-day window, which begins now that we have.
And if you do two, it is, of course, twice as expensive just because of the timing.
Right. Two payments of the original payment.
Exactly, Hayes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And the two payments, and we'll take a cashier's check, or we can also accept any large check from a bank.
If it's a check from a bank, I think we could do that. Cody, is that something we can do?
Not sure. I'm not really in the financial end of this stuff. But
it's something about hearing your voice now that it's all over.
Yes. Now that the movie's behind, I go, maybe Ricky did us a favor, because I honestly can't imagine anyone wanting to just sit in a room with this guy. It sucks. And sorry for cursing, but it's sucky.
We've got a great guest today. Sinbad is here. We can't believe it. It's a really just a great time that we have with Sinbad. And his daughter and his dog. Coming up on Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook.
So now Kyle Chandler is like, well, why are you so upset?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, you know why I'm upset, Kyle. You said that Tom from Saving Private Ryan was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, he did.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know I thought you meant Sizemore.
Yeah.
I don't want to hang with Hanks. No offense, Hanks. And Hanks wasn't offended. He gets it.
Sizemore has stories. He just has stories.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Blockbuster guest today. We're so excited. I've never been so excited for a guest. We're going to teach you something today. We're going to teach you a lot about Hollywood and entertainment.
Learn.
Get out your notepads.
Scoop troop. Get your notepads out right now, and you probably stretch your hand out or something, because you're going to be doing a decent amount of writing.
Yes. Sinbad is here.
Dropping knowledge, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just dropping knowledge, man.
For being here today.
Just dropping knowledge, man. This is my dropping knowledge tour.
Speak on that.
Speak, man. Speak.
That's really all this is, right?
That was like, I feel like a 70s moment. Speak, man.
Because
mm-hmm. you didn't have to be deep, dude, because most of the people are high anyway. Yeah, speak, man. That was deep. And nobody remember what anybody said.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're so jacked up as adults when we talk to y'all. We don't remember our young age, so we thought we were better than you. We think we got a lot more done, but we did not.
It was the Nehru jackets that made everyone mystical.
You can't beat that, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Nehru was it. I still have some Nehru. I still wear Nehru collars now.
Mm.
Not the jacket.
Just the collar on a t-shirt?
On nice shirts, man. You got to have a nice shirt made.
Yeah.
Because black tie, I won't wear a tie, and I won't wear a black tie, and I won't wear a tie. So at black tie affairs, I wear a Nehru. Then all the Hollywood women who put the fun together, he doesn't have a jacket. I wish you'd say, don't say anything to him. I think you'll get pissed. And that's what you know you've made in Hollywood.
Because you will.
When people won't say what they actually want.
And they look at you and smile.
They don't want
They do that thing. Oh, okay. Sinbad's got his own thing.
There's no better feeling than knowing you've made people mad, but that they won't tell you about it.
And you sort of look at them like, yeah, I will get mad.
Yeah, I will. Oh, you go like, what'd you say? They go, oh, no, I didn't know. Who said Janet? She's fired.
I thought I heard something about my jacket on the way in. Yeah, was there a problem?
And you have to test your power at all times in Hollywood. That's the key to being an entertainer and moving up to a star. You can be a nice person. And you know what happens when you're a nice person? You don't get jacked.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get like private parking. You don't get your own dressing room because they say, he's cool. He doesn't need a dressing room. No, he's real cool. I met him. You got to be that person that will tear a place up.
Yeah, the last thing you want to be is cool.
Don't be cool. You can be cool like Matthew McConaughey cool, which we don't even know what that is. We don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what that is.
Yes, he seems to be
some kind of alien.
Yes.
Yeah.
It holds power over us, and we're afraid of it.
If you seem like an alien, no one understands what you're talking about, that's a way to be cool.
That's it. Yeah. It's like Mork.
Exactly.
Yes, Mork was one of the most powerful people in Hollywood.
Thank you.
You remember.
Mm-hmm. Mork was it.
Yeah.
Well, my thing is, because I believe in space travel, I've been... Well, I hate to even talk about this, because not everybody has had that opportunity. I've been taken up on the ship.
Sure.
Yes,
we talk about this all the time.
I've been taken up on the ship, you know. And most of the time, people get taken up on the ship is the people without the GED. So I did break that mold.
Mm-hmm. Because you have the GED.
No, I have a legit.
You got the legit one.
Legit.
Yeah.
I have a cap and gown
with
the gold cord.
What'd they do on the ship?
Man, we chill. They play ping pong stuff. Look, they're not that much different than us. They got a lot of arms and stuff, and they got a great hand-eye coordination. You can't beat them in video games.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just letting you know. If you don't take your Xbox.
So are the video games more sophisticated up there? Yeah. Or they're just working with what
they're still doing Madden 2005.
Wow.
They're behind.
They got some great. No, they got great weapons. The weapons are better, but the video games suck.
It's like they got good at that one, and they don't want to upgrade every year.
Well, you know what? They just got tired of paying for the parts.
Uh-huh.
Because, here we got a Home Depot. We've got places, Best Buy. They don't have that up there.
Right. Yeah. They got to make it out of a meteor or something.
You can't just buy stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we, as Americans and humans, take that for granted.
You don't think about that. We're spoiled, with the Home Depot.
It's this generation.
We're not carving a meteor. Yeah.
No.
It's instant gratification in this generation.
It's selfies.
Everybody gets a trophy. Yep. Yeah.
We used to have to carve selfies on cave walls.
That's it. RA loves JB.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Those were our selfies.
That was it.
Yeah. Trees.
That was your Instagram, hey man, come with me. You had to ride to the Instagram. Now you just send it to people.
Yeah, it took a little, you had to take a little time
That's
to think about what you were going to make your selfie.
Right.
Like, now who was at the party?
On
you
horseback.
Take a picture. Now it's like, oh man, you should have been there. You got any pictures? No. Man, if you carried a camera in the 70s, no kind of doofus. are you with a camera.
You have to unfold the big tripod, put the
yeah.
put the black hood over your
and get the head. Magnesium. Mm-hmm. And people died from the fumes.
It was very That's dangerous right. very to dangerous take time. A party photo back then.
But I'm going to say something this to you guys. If I can't give you any other knowledge,
yeah.
grown-up male selfies, that's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
If a person says, a grown man says, I'm going to do a selfie with you, no, man, get that camera to somebody else, and we'll take a picture standing here as men.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. We're not doing a grown man selfie.
It seems like you're speaking from some experience.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I've had some bad selfie grown man experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Just bad.
Gotten roped into some of those.
Got some bad angles, cheek to cheek. I was like, dude, cold man, whoa. Yeah, man, we got to get in. My camera's a dude. Until you upgrade your camera, you shouldn't take any.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that should be written down.
Or just get like some kind of big extender where you
yeah, have but that to looks kind of, you seen that? That's, mm-hmm. dude, that's yeah. the Go camera extender? That's stupid. Now you look like, okay, dude, don't bring him anymore. He can't ride with us.
Well, that says that you knew, that you were so sure that nobody was going to be with you to take a picture that you yeah. had to invest.
But you're a selfie professional. You don't ever want to be
yeah.
a selfie professional because that becomes like, dude,
mm-hmm.
you want to be like, oh, I usually don't do this. It's like, you know, like when you're a young guy trying to meet women. And she goes, I don't usually do this. You go like, oh, I don't usually do this either. You're always going to be like, I don't usually get drunk. Me neither. I don't usually go to clubs. Oh, God, me neither.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has to seem like
yeah,
it has accident. To be like,
yeah, everybody yeah. has to lie. You got to lie. But you've if you pull out the lie. Selfie rod, dude.
Yeah, you're a little too prepared. That if you've was in got your a back selfie pocket? Rod. Yeah.
What else you got in your backpack?
Yeah.
I've got a whole selfie lighting kit in my bag.
See, man, see? No. Stop.
Well, just, you know.
He wants it to look good.
Yeah, I got, it's got to look good, and that's just part of my brand, you know? I mean, that's the way it's going.
See, man,
that's the direction it's going. And it's okay. It's okay
it.
To disagree. It's okay to
I mean,
be
we're,
a different
we're not even disagreeing. I'm just telling you wrong. See, disagreeing is what they would do. You're just wrong. See, it's like going to court where you go to prison, and you disagree with the judge, mm-hmm. but you're going to do some time. You're going to do some time on that.
All right.
Plus, don't you
so, so you think he's going to go to jail for taking selfies?
With a light kit. Not just taking selfies. You pull a light kit, that's all. That's 3 years automatic.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3 years. No probation.
In a bad jail. Clip.
That's some Lindsay Lohan-ish stuff.
Not that. Not those
she
white,
has been
white
to jail.
Collar jails.
Oh, no, she's gone. She's living in the country, right? You saw that, right?
Lindsay's out of the country?
No, she says she's leaving America because she hates. She's watching the news and she hates how the press. Do you not watch what happened to Princess Di? She said she wants to go there where they have a normal life and you can walk the streets. I said, oh, you. Don't watch TV at all or travel.
She's going to the place that invented.
Yes, paparazzi.
Yeah, she's going to go to Italy.
Yeah. No, they invented the palazzo.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
Paparazzi
of.
Was mm-hmm. a whole, paparazzi.
Which is pizza?
Pizza is like mad paparazzi.
Okay. It's like they're so mad it just doesn't even.
Well, pizza came from paparazzi because cats would sit around and be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want a slice. And somebody said, why don't we put this in a circle? Because people kept reaching over each other. These are mad facts I know. Mad facts, man.
Speaking of mad facts and things you know, part of why we were so excited to have you here is, let's face it, you invented comedy.
I was the first one to do stand-up. There were those who did stand-up in front of me, but I kind of invented it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They didn't have a name for it. Stealing your idea. You had suggested it.
And people would laugh and not really know what was happening to them.
Well, they were laughing, but they weren't called comics. They weren't called comedy. Right. They said, man, that dude's funny. I said, man, he's a comedian.
Right.
They said, what? And it caught the phrase.
And now everyone is doing it.
Everybody's
comedian. They all use the same language. And I remember laughing being very scary before you started doing it because we didn't know why it was happening.
No one knew why.
Ben Franklin, electricity was out there. Before Ben Franklin came
not Ben Franklin.
Oh, was it?
Okay. What are you?
More like what's the story?
Sinbad.
Okay. Oh. I suspected this.
I don't like, you know, rain on somebody's parade. I'm gonna tell you that's the first thing. But let me tell you this: he had a key. He got electrocuted.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know what the hell happened to him.
Yeah.
He went into shock.
Uh huh.
Right.
He just said, hey, man,
he just figured.
This key, he thought this key was electricity. He kept taking his key different places. And, you know, I kind of found his papers. I said, you know, he was dead, of course, by that time. But I said, we can harness this.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And then this dude, Tesla's grandson, kept talking stupid. You know, I said, why don't you build a car? And I never thought it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I never thought it was going to happen. I never saw that coming. Never saw it.
What do you feel like if you had gotten a piece of comedy and electricity and cars. Like, do you regret not having like gotten, like licensed some of these
you
things?
Can't, you know,
because they're everywhere now.
You can't do everything for money. You can't do everything for money, man. That's wow, what's wrong that's with this world. People do everything for. I mean, I wouldn't mind just some acknowledgement.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Just some people say, "Hey, man, you know, thank you for tinted windows. It was hot in the car." I wouldn't mind. "Hey, man, thank you. You know, for making the elevator, you know, up and down. First elevator only went up,
and, the, mm-hmm. And then you're stranded. Never worked again.
It went up, and they took steps down because people said, "Hey, man, why doesn't it go back down?" They said, "We never thought about that because we're only tired going up."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always kind of been a bilateral person, looking at the, you know, where we can go with this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the problem with the elevator that only goes up is it's only one use.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a one-time
but
thing.
But it's a great
that's
use.
Right.
Yeah. When you got bags
oh,
and
what
packages.
A, what a ride.
It. Think about it. It's a hell of a ride.
Well, you're always wondering, like, is this the biggest load I'm going to bring to my fifth floor apartment?
Because, I know. You
know,
you get walked back down.
You get
walked back
down. Shot. Yeah.
Yeah, you get the one crack.
It does
at
feel
it.
Like some people are wasting their elevator rides now, and it used to be that you really had to think about
I'm glad
it.
You said
value
that.
Value
I'm glad you said
yeah.
that.
Yes.
No, people know people do. They sit there and they're intense, and like, "Oh, God, somebody else is stopping on the floor before me." Like you own the floors. Like you got an elevator. "Oh, I was going down to one. You stopped at five. You could have walked down like this." And those kind of people, you just want to punch them in the eye.
You do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you do it sometimes.
No, man. Not when the lights are on the elevator. You can't do that because they identify you. Mm. I've been through that.
So what do? You spray the lights off?
If I tell you these kind of, if I tell you these things, then...
This is what we're doing. We're dropping knowledge here.
Well,
remember
you
what
know
we're
what?
Doing. We're dropping knowledge.
No, but forget it. We won't
Thank
say
you.
It, but...
Thank you.
But let's say, not you, but another guy.
If
he
another
wants to
guy
punch a guy at an
it.
Elevator.
Yes.
And the lights are on. What might he do? Not
there's,
you.
There's always a flicker switch in every elevator.
Okay,
probably,
great.
You probably never paid attention to it, have you? When you ride the next elevator, when you leave this building... If you're swinging horror movies and it flickers before it goes out,
yes.
Well, I kind of came up with that. I came by, "Hey, mom, we flicker this."
Oh,
that's
so scary.
Something else. That's something else. Forget that.
I'm mad at you.
You know, I didn't
want
to talk about that. That was a whole different thing. But there's a flicker switch in every elevator.
Mm.
Remember, you've seen this, "Don't open this panel." It says, "Don't open this panel."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the kind of person, I have to open that panel. You can't say, I have
that's
ADHD.
That's the opposite of what the panel
You can't
said.
Say, "Don't open this panel," because there's something in there, obviously, that we need to get at. Mm. Think about it, if you're on the elevator, and we get trapped in the elevator and we haven't opened that panel up yet. I'm the only person, I've already opened the panel, so everybody in my elevator is safe. But to say the elevator next to me, they're screaming, and I'm like, "Shh, come, we're cool, we're gonna get out of here." Because the flicker panel.
What if a sign tells you to do something like stop?
Mm. You have to be careful with that. You have to be very careful with that because it's interpretive. You know, stop signs are interpretive. It was remember, when stop signs first came out, it was just an octagon. They didn't put the word stop on it. It was eight because it was eight ways of looking at life. It was actually a very Zen type sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have eight ways to go, eight choices, eight parts of our body, eight chakras.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you, if you felt like you go through the stop sign, go.
Uh-huh.
But if you feel like something's coming, stop.
Yeah.
But then they put the word stop on it. I said, "Damn, that's kind of right at me."
Right.
So why don't you take the edges off and make it round?
That was the end of the 70s, I
it feel was.
Like.
Yeah, when they finally put the stop on
when
the
stop
sign.
They put stop on that sign.
Because it used to be so subjective.
It was Reagan. Honestly, it was Reagan.
Mm-hmm. Trickle down.
Reagan did everything to mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not trying to speak against Republicans, but he was.
He was one, yes.
He was a Republican.
Yes.
But if he'd been a Democrat, he'd been a Democrat.
Forget.
People
yeah.
forget
if he'd been
this.
A Democrat, he would have jacked
Republican.
Up. If he'd been a Democrat, he would have jacked up, but he was a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying Republicans. I'm saying a dude who was a Republican because he had been a Democrat and black.
Mm-hmm.
He still would have jacked up, but he was white and a Republican. But he could have been a Democrat and black. So I'm not trying to say – I'm not trying to put people in boxes.
Thank you for being brave enough to say that Reagan was a Republican. It's not nothing to come on here and say something like that because it is true.
And we're going to catch heat for it and, you know, we're willing to
and
take on the
And that is Sinbad saying that. It's not us.
Oh,
no.
Punk
we
out?
Don't take that
did
side.
Did you punk out? Wait.
Well, it's just like –
No.
It's just like
– He did the punk move.
It's not the
–
I'm so sorry.
And he threw his hands up.
I'm so sorry.
It's not the voice – not the place of the podcast. It's not a political show.
Yes, at the same time, we're willing to
on Twitter if you want to communicate with Sinbad about his statement that Reagan was a Republican.
We got to keep our commercial money. I'm feeling, dude, I am not
Sparkbox.
That's
a great toy.
It's a great
toy business.
We've had our differences with Cards Against Humanity, but at the same time, we do need to keep the lights on.
Which one?
And,
I saw the Cards. I heard that one. The Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, we've had
What the heck? Dude.
I know.
They paid for a spot.
Right.
And then wouldn't give you a spot. Please, this is crazy. They paid them for a spot and said you can't run an ad. So there was no spot.
Where is that? Can you help us understand that?
No, I mean, I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
No, I wrap my head around it. Give me that money.
Yeah.
Would you like more time? Which you should have
taken your time.
You should have bought them block time. You should have sold them block time.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, why don't you buy our whole hour of podcasting?
I'm worried that that's what they did.
Let them buy it.
That's scary.
Did they buy it?
I mean, there's an ad that you haven't heard
that's
on the front of this show that you're on right now.
Then sell some of your stuff, some eBay stuff with their spot. Double up that money.
It's troubling just...
You know, we have...
I mean, you, at the same time, you're knocking Reagan. Yeah. At least people understood how business worked back then.
We're not Reagan.
Well,
this is not a political show. Why would you bring that up? Why would you bring Reagan
to the show? That's crazy. And that's Sean saying that.
Dude, that's crazy, Sean.
It's not, you know, that's Sean speaking as
Sean,
a person and not a host of the show. And Sinbad and Hayes are...
I think Brian Reagan is a great comic. Why would you...
No, I just woke up. Oh. I just woke up. I fell asleep and was sleep talking. Did anything happen on the podcast while I was out?
Whoa. Violence, dude. Chill.
Oh, did something happen? I fell asleep and I feel like I was talking in my sleep.
He started off so mellow.
I know.
Didn't he start off mellow? But you know, a lot of mellow people act like they're mellow.
Still Waters.
But not.
Still Waters runs just Waters. All messed up.
Okay, man.
Coiled springs.
Sinbad, we've never done this before, but you've worked with...
When someone says that, they've done it.
Well, you can go back and listen to
that. No, but he's right.
Yeah.
I feel like if you really have never done it, you just let that speak for itself.
Yeah. Sure. Thank you.
Sinbad,
it's just one of those things you wouldn't have to tell people, Hayes. You know, like you wouldn't have to.
Okay.
Yeah, I hate to admit this. I hate to tell you this. Oh, wait a minute. If you hate to tell me, then why are you telling me?
Yeah, you're fully in control of whether you tell me or not. Then just don't do it.
I'll do it again.
Okay, do it again.
Yeah, lay it on us again.
Sinbad, we've done this. A bunch of times, every time.
Well,
every
that's show. An overstatement. And doesn't that feel like I love
sarcastic.
The other way?
That's sarcasm. That's sarcasm.
Speak on that.
It feels like you are being sarcastic.
I was speaking the truth on that. That's why most marriages and relationships fail. Sarcasm. Well, I'm sorry if I'm too fat to be in this dress. Look, I didn't say that. See, sarcasm has started more wars.
Mm-hmm.
Sarcasm started.
It started.
More
it, was, it was World War II.
World War II started with sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
All that was started like, man, I bet you we can take your country. Bet you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, oops, I was just playing. My bad.
They didn't have JK back then.
Yes.
They couldn't say JK.
JK has ended.
That
ended a lot of
wars.
Yes, that changed it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And emoticons. Mm-hmm. Sinbad. Yes. Let's introduce Sinbad's daughter. Would you like to get on the mic and introduce yourself? That's a good point.
Hi, my name's Paige.
Paige.
Oh, she did a radio voice. See the radio voice? See that?
Yeah.
That's not how she sounded at all when she introduced herself.
Yeah.
I've sounded like this the whole time, guys. The whole time.
And she's got her dog.
Hey,
and
let's all do that. Hey, man.
I do. This is Peanut.
Hey, Peanut.
He can't talk.
And they can't see him anyway. So
and you can't see him. Just imagine a really cute dog.
He's protesting. He would not speak to all dogs leash free.
Is it a political
statement.
Statement?
To all dogs leash free, he will not. He will not speak.
Is he going to set himself on fire in this podcast? Because
not me.
No. Hopefully not.
This show
Last
doesn't
time
get
he
political.
Did it, just, it got
his
really
political move is just to leave you a package. That's his move.
Oh, that's political too?
That's political.
Mm-hmm.
This show doesn't get political.
That's right.
I thought that's what we said.
It's not the place of the show to be leaving dog packages.
Yeah.
Well, Sinbad, here's something we've done before, but maybe only once.
Okay.
We want to just go back through some people you've worked with in your career.
Okay.
And
I worked with everybody, so that's a vast list.
Just do a rapid fire. You give us a hot piece of goss about every person we name, or just like your honest opinion.
I want to speak truth, man. I want to speak truth.
Should we name the segment before we do it?
Please.
Who framed Roger Rapid?
Fire questions.
Is that good?
I mean, is that right?
When they legalized dope in Denver, I knew this was going to happen. When they legalized dope in Denver, I just said, this is going to trickle down.
Good titles for segments, what happened.
Yeah, man.
You knew people were going to come up with some good stuff.
No, man. Yeah.
And that was off the top of our head. I mean, we didn't plan that.
I could tell.
You saw it. Really? Okay.
I saw that.
Yeah, you're here, but for people at home,
because people are thinking we cut it together or something.
No.
Yeah, they think there was a long pause.
I can tell you right here, they
don't.
I'm going to be honest with you. That was not a clip together thing at all. That was one smooth.
Thank you. You heard it.
Yes.
He's dropping knowledge.
Dropping knowledge.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Man, you know, other than needing to work out, he was one of the weakest. And I said, you need to train, man. Why don't you train? We were trying to do this movie. Yeah. I said, we're going to do this movie. We're going to play superheroes. Both of us have got to make this costume look good. And I will not. And he went through the whole fake Austrian accent. Man, he's from Cleveland. People do not know. Arnold Schwarzenegger is Arnold Stevenson from Shaker High School. Just look it up, man. Mm. Look it up, man. Wikipedia it, man.
And because he was like an actor first.
Method actor. Mm-hmm. And he had just done a movie, you know, where he was – a hunger strike, whatever it was, something happened in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. The Browns were taken away or something. And I said, dude, if you do not – they were going to pad the costume. I said, no, we don't do that.
Not what a movie bad. What a movie that was, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I had so much fun. That was a good fun – it was a fun movie.
Yeah.
Went to Minnesota to shoot the movie because we need to be in the snow. Mm-hmm. It was the first early spring thaw they ever had in the history of Minnesota.
There was no snow.
We got there 20 degrees below zero. The next week it was about 30 degrees outside. Snow was melting. Trees are turning green.
Did they have to move Christmas to the spring for that movie?
Oh, no. We actually – well, I should tell you. The Christmas parade in the downtown, that was at Universal Studios, 175 degrees outside. Everybody's wearing winter coats. There's no snow there. It's cotton. Dude, we were dying. My character Mentor had that hat with the water in it.
Sure.
The water started boiling. And he's laughing at me. I don't know why he's laughing. Arnold's laughing at me. I said, what, you about to blow up? And I'm going, and I'm thinking, oh man, okay, I'll cut back on the sweets. And then he's like, no. He's talking about the water on my head.
It was boiling inside your brain helmet.
In the helmet. And that shows you they didn't care about me when they put that together. Because there's ways to do that. Cut it with a little alcohol, and it doesn't boil at that temperature.
And we should specify, we haven't said the name of the movie. This is First Kid.
That's the only way.
But I think it was First Kid. I've seen the movie.
I told y'all, Denver, man, Denver.
First Kid is the one where you and Schwarzenegger were superheroes.
Arnold Stevenson. Let's call him by his name, Arnold Stevenson.
It's Turbo Man is like First.
No, that's Jingle All the Way.
It's the first toy for the kid.
Oh, the first toy for the kid. Yes. That's a better name.
First Kid.
First toy for kid.
Number one toy for kid.
Oh, get toy first. Get toy first.
Get toy first.
Get toy first.
Explain what the movie is in the title.
And Matt, I'm glad you said that because that's why I can't say, what we call this Jingle All the Way, what we call this Get Toy First.
Get to it.
And then, of course, they had one of the little panels of people like, well, we all thought about it. It was nine of us. I said, y'all came up with Jingle All the Way. Who's jingling and what way do we go? If you can show me the jingle and the way, I'm down with it.
At least jingle all the way to get the toy first.
Jingle something. At least have some keys. Somebody should have some keys. When you got close to the toy, they would shake the keys.
Yeah, maybe they're a janitor. They got one of those big key rings on them. That's got a little bit of a limp and the keys keep shaking.
My character's been a janitor.
Mm-hmm. He's got the big key ring. He's jingling. Yes. That's a movie. Then that's part two. Works.
That's part two.
Could be.
That's part two.
Brandy.
Brandy, man. I've been knowing Brandy since she's a little girl. Mm-hmm. When they first met, Ray J, her brother, played the son on my TV show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you talking about the drink? I'm sorry. There was a lot of Brandy. I'm sorry. I was just wrong.
I didn't want to say anything. It's fine.
You went on a little bit of a detour.
Yes, we did, you know,
we'll cut that out.
But if you want to talk about Moesha, you can.
Some gossip about the drink Brandy would be good. The rehab
worked. I'm going to tell you something. If you just work the program, the program will work. If you work... The program works.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the film, the program about the college football team?
No, I'm talking about the program I went through. Uh-huh. I'm not ashamed. Mm-hmm. I know you're trying to come for me. I got it. I love it. I love you for it. I'm not ashamed. Mm-hmm. I went through it. And, you know, mm-hmm. I worked the program, and the program works.
And it's a program just so you learn how to make brandy at your house?
No, you learn that. Mm-hmm. You learn if you're alcoholic or you have an addiction of time. But like I learned from some of the characters on Friends.
Uh-huh.
It's not our fault. And that's when I found out, right, I'll go back to drinking. It's really not our fault. It's a disease. Mm-hmm. And so it's a disease. So I'm getting a prescription.
It was a subtext on that show that all those characters
in real life.
Were in the program and the characters on the show.
Afterwards too, because they had method actors.
That's right.
They were method actors.
Yes, that's right. They stayed in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
for the next till now, I guess.
Yeah.
Keenan Thompson.
Gotta respect that.
Keenan and Kel. Man, you know what? The good thing about
just Keenan. We listen.
Okay,
we've been down the road with Kel.
What happened with Kel, man?
You don't need to tell us anything about Kel.
There's a little bit of beef with Kel, and we don't have to get into it.
Getting the beef, man. No. I believe we can heal the wounds.
We started We started Hollywood Handbook,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How much later? Less than 10 minutes later,
yes.
A podcast shows up on iTunes Kell's Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
He
Eight
did his
minutes
first.
Later.
He did his first.
I don't know because it.
No, I'm pretty sure he did his first.
Well, there's timestamps on the
process.
Recording.
No, I'm
there's timestamps on the
recording. Because a black man in America cannot get the same kind of equipment. I'm going to tell you right now. He was held back. Uh-huh. Kell was held back.
So when he was on Good Burger, he was already.
He was held back.
He was already.
He was already. He was, trying to upload
he was starting
it.
The Kell's Hollywood Handbook.
Well, no, he
owe him an apology.
Well, hold up, hold up.
He started.
Let's tell
it.
The truth because she was there. It was actually a Hollywood Handbook because there was no internet big.
It was like
he had a handbook
wow.
where he would
okay.
interview people. He said, "One day I got to get this out. I have to get this out, Sinbad." I said, "I don't know how you're going to do this, man. This internet thing's going to blow up. Why don't you try it that way?" I said, "Before two white dudes come up." Mm-hmm. You know, with the Hollywood thing, because they will take
one eighth Native American.
Like they took the country from the Indian. You know what? Never mind. I'm not going to go on political.
Well, he'd love to talk about that because he's one eighth
Native American.
What part? What Indian? What tribe?
His head.
Mm-hmm. The tribe. The Indian head tribe.
the one with the whole headdress and all the
okay.
Yes, right. and we
they do the dance
love it.
And okay.
they stomp around
the
and
peace pipe.
The earth is the earth is huge for us. Love the earth,
man, boy. I can't wait till they find you.
I feel bad now. I feel bad about this Kell thing because we ruined him.
Oh yeah, we
did you?
Really
we just
dragged
buried
his name through
him.
The mud.
Well,
what?
You know,
well, and it turns
podcast
out
podcast copyright laws. We took it all, man. Like we took all his stuff.
All his podcast rights, yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Paige.
Yeah.
I know, and now he has to, like, throw orange soda parties.
Man, that's jacked up.
Well, we got to
get
that.
Man.
We never
we gotta,
wanted that.
Kell,
I mean, that's
get
his choice
I'm dying.
A
I'm here
bit.
For you, Kell. Kell, I'm here for you, man. I'm here with the man that took your stuff. I'm here with the man. And if you want to text me about what you want me to do, it's done. Just tell me what you want done, Kell.
Does he have your number?
He does.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
Should we call him right now?
Text me, Kell.
What about Keenan?
Keenan's my boy, man. Keenan, I'm surprised Keenan didn't jack you up. That I have to be the one. Keenan should have been there before me.
No, Keenan, I think he's a little scared of us.
Why?
Just physically. Just like we're two big guys and we just know how to like handle ourselves.
Nah, I think Keenan would jack you up because he spent 3 years in the Shaolin Temple.
Well, at the same time, you take one look at us, and you know we're two guys who've had a bit of a rough and tumble
but
past.
I
thought you would.
But I heard
straight
this.
Up.
That's what I thought.
Straight out of Compton.
Like, the voices are deceiving
yeah.
when you see you. It's like all those
yes.
teardrops.
It feels
yes,
a little hood, yeah.
From, right. Yes, it's not a visual medium podcasting. People mm-hmm. don't know. It really is nice of you to come on and say that and explain it to
no,
me.
No, it is. It's like, you guys, they're very big and scary. Like, mm-hmm. not just real muscles, but like mm-hmm. prison muscles, it feels like.
Yes, not like yeah. those fake, like, bodybuilder
no.
muscles.
No, not the glamour
they
muscles
got, they got
where
Pilates.
They're not pra-
they got
practical
muscles.
Strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got Pilates muscles.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. like that of, you know, yeah. you had to, like... avoid being shanked.
Well, they're punching muscles. I mean, let's just
say
they're straight
for punching.
Up.
That
I mean,
is what they're for. Yeah. It's exclusively the punching muscles.
And is that like three teardrop
it's,
tattoos?
It,
no,
she's referencing Hayes has some teardrop tattoos.
It's
that's,
one. What is it? It's
sleep in his eyes.
It's a tattoo.
That's some sleep.
It's a tattoo of Calvin peeing that I just put on my
oh.
face.
Oh.
And then on the other side, he was eating a chocolate sundae, and I think you splash some of it on your face and there's
yeah,
some
and
drops.
That, and
well,
it
that
sort
changes
of,
everything.
It,
mm-hmm.
it sort
that
of looks
loses.
Like teardrops.
You know what? If you go to prison, don't wash your face. Keep that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Keep that.
They like those the Calvin thing. Calvin and Hobbes
no,
is funny.
They find
they
it
hate the Jets. It's Calvin
they find
peeing
a chocolate
on
chip.
The Jets logo.
If they see that's a chocolate chip, dude, you want to stay in solitary.
Dude, you don't want them to know it's a chocolate chip.
Yeah, you don't want them to know it's a chocolate chip.
Whatever
dude.
You do, do not tell anyone it's a chocolate chip.
You don't
okay.
want them to know it's a
well,
chocolate chip.
Well, what do I say
dude.
It is?
No. So it's a birthmark.
Anything.
No, it's a
anything. Anything man. But a chocolate chip.
You get some super glue and you glue that chip to your
right?
face
it does,
until your
yeah.
time is over.
It should be a teardrop.
Well, yeah. I could just get rid of it before I go to jail.
Yeah, you, that's it's, what? You don't
do
want to go to jail. How about this?
Yeah.
You have, like, notice? Before you go to jail?
Enough time to take a chocolate chip
no,
off
Paige,
my face.
No, Paige. White people get noticed.
Oh.
See? Mm. See, they didn't know.
Wait, black people don't even no. get enough notice to remove a chocolate chip from their face? They're just
no,
suddenly in jail?
Jail
we didn't know we're in
there.
Jail. We're sitting like, what?
We're there.
I thought we what?
Someone told us we were going to Six
yeah,
Flags.
Yeah, you guys get tricked into going into jail.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Right. They'll
yeah,
tell you you're
like,
going.
Oh, you want to go to Six Flags? Get in there.
You won the raffle.
Yeah.
Here,
the
your prize is right this way.
Yeah. The
get in
bar.
This.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but we
this
don't get political
car.
Or racist on this show.
Because no. no, we don't talk about any
it's
of that.
It's not
stuff.
Your fault what color you're born. It's not.
No.
You know, you can't go like, Mom, damn, really? White?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. You can't, Mom, you push me out black. You can't. You can try, but that's I've argued with my parents.
I actually did it. I was Filipino when I was born.
That's right.
Our engineer Brett's parents were Chinese or something.
Korean.
Not to talk. I'm telling the story, not for you to tell the story.
Don't get on your mic. Don't pipe your mic. Don't push your mic up.
Go ahead. Take your hand away from the button.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. I thought it was for decoration.
No, man. Nothing worse when the engineer starts pushing his volume up.
Right.
That's probably the number one pet peeve. I'm just saying
you don't want that to start happening now because then he'll start pushing and we're not asking questions. He'll just like, hey. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, chiming in.
What was that?
It's like not everyone gets a voice.
Isn't it funny about engineers?
They always thank you, Paige.
They think they have something to say.
Yeah.
Like, what is it about engineers? Like, their personality, they think they have something to say.
Why? Because they control the saying. See, when you control the saying, sometimes you think you have something to say. Because technically, they're controlling the saying with the technology.
It's a delusion.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually is a mental condition, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we like to say, you know, say it inside your head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. So what's...
Yeah, that'd be nice for
you. No, hold up. Let him say it. That's cool.
Nice. Yeah, I can see you thinking about it.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I can tell I don't want to hear it, but I like that you feel better.
But I feel good that he expressed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
That's the main thing. Get it out.
But not vocally.
Just. Yeah, don't. Yeah, keep it in, but get it out. Yeah, get it through.
I'm not trying to start. I know y'all might have a little discussion when we leave. Y'all might have to work this out. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, it's going to take more than one discussion.
Yes.
It's been a long road.
All right.
I had heard that Keenan was at the Shaolin Temple. I think for 3 years while he was still on SNL.
He would go on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He'd go to Temple on Thursday.
Well, I thought it was during like the Obama election, and they let the other black guy do all the skits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right,
Fred Armisen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right.
Fred.
Yes,
the other black dude.
Fred so funny.
Yeah. Then they got mad at me. They got mad at me because I said they can't even get a black guy to do Obama.
And they said, "Well, that guy looks kind of black."
I said, "Really, really?"
But you have to admit, he did sort of look like he was black.
Yeah, if you put blackface on him.
Yeah, with the black
makeup. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, with the blackface makeup, that really sold it.
Anyone can look like
that. Like Charlie Chan looked Chinese after they did what they did to him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The white actors are playing.
Yeah, we're arguing in agreement here.
Let's stop it. We're going there. We're going down that road.
Oh, hey, they're not the place of this show to say what color anybody is.
That's right.
Engineer Brett, can you turn my computer sound up, please, so I can
play
a song on it, and not responding vocally. Just
he didn't respond.
I can do that.
Want my help?
Like, we'll know you can do it by you just do it.
Yes.
You're brilliant.
That's smart, man. That was good.
And so it's up now?
I don't know.
The Popcorn Gallery.
That song means that it's time for the Popcorn Gallery. Sinbad, you know what this means, but for our new fans that we get from you, it's Sean and Hayes, let the viewers ask the questions.
Oh, cool.
It's not the Peanut Gallery, because it's about movies. And movies is the reason it's called the Popcorn Gallery.
Yes.
And Sean and Hayes letting viewers do it.
Yes.
Now the questions, now it's time for the Popcorn Gallery.
I like the song with the water pouring. That was deep, man. Do you always do that at the exact same time when that comes on? Because that was, keep that sound of,
just a cosmic coincidence.
Man, you're musical. You're musical.
No, you needed to take credit for that.
You got to.
Okay, well.
Now that I think about it, I did mean to do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, as you ask me, it's like, oh, yeah, wait a minute. I did mean to do that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You poured him in. The popcorn thing was moving. It was a little drink was pouring. I'm like, no.
It like sounded and, like someone opened a soda.
And Scoop Troopers at home, even I can learn, and I should write it down because I got to stop being so humble about my inherent musicality.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Mm-hmm.
So we reach into the popcorn bag to get a question.
See how he played you off like that? Like you're talking about what you did? And you know how people downplay you? How people try to hold you back?
Well, I need to get mine.
Okay.
Ow! Sharp popcorn.
That's a sound drop.
Yeah, that's a sound drop.
You know, y'all, they got these special effects CDs. I ain't trying to start no mess. Look, my engineer, I ain't trying to start nothing.
It's our friend. That was recorded by Sean's friend from high school.
From high school,
he's
Mark. He sends us our popcorn sound effects, and they're really good.
We're trying to give him a hand. So he did a good job, right?
Yeah.
So he was one of those kids in high school. It's okay.
You know.
Yeah. Okay.
He was the funny one in high school, but he didn't totally know why.
Okay.
So
this question is from Shosho Bro. Sinbad, why can some of the guys grow mustache and I can't?
You don't have hair. dang, dude, is he just jacked up? See, nothing worse than a jacked up person. I mean, I'm not trying to put him down, Shosho bro, but you know, man, these things are puzzling you. You're never going to have a woman. You're never going to have family. Mm. I'm just saying it. You need to know that. Just like people need to know the first week of American Idol, they can't sing. Those things correlate.
Mm-hmm. Our listeners have been referred to as jacked up. I've heard that before. Yeah. About
yes,
and some of them are pretty jacked up.
I felt there was a lot of pain though in that question.
Well, okay, now back
I
up.
I feel like you, he's really wanted
speak on that.
Oh, speak.
I just feel like Shosho bro. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like Shosho bro really wants to know, like, why can't I grow a mustache? Like I've gone everywhere. I've asked everyone. And now, Sinbad, I'm sitting here, and you're my last resort. Like, someone help me, because all I want
to
do
see, that's why it's hard, it's hard to
have
a,
and I can't.
Yeah. It's hard to be in a relationship with a woman because you went way too far. Mm-hmm. It was so deep. It was so that's why men to just say, "Well, I can't grow a mustache." You can't. We accept it. But women, mm-hmm. you say you went to the feeling part.
I tell you about pain.
That? Are you calling Shosho bro a woman?
No, I'm saying my daughter went real deep, and
are you calling your daughter a woman?
I am.
And that's a big step for you guys.
I'm saying, yeah. I'm saying it.
Finally
saying
admitting.
It. Finally
yeah.
said
I'm
it.
Saying it. I'll say it right here. I'll say it out loud.
So nice to be
I'll
here and see that.
You're a woman.
What a nice moment. Yes.
Cool. And that's one of the, you know, that's not the main goal of this show, but it is something nice that happens sometimes.
I'm coming out the closet.
Let's reach to the bag and get another question.
Oh, ow! Usher, my popcorn is too sharp.
Good job, Mark.
Yeah, you had a little bit of fun. You had a lot of fun with that, aren't you, man?
Yeah, I'm having fun playing those sound drops.
Yeah, yeah. You have a lot of fun playing those sound drops.
Yeah, Mark, he's got some theme going this week.
Yeah, that's crazy,
sharp
man.
Popcorn, it's a whole story.
He must be related to you. You sound a lot like.
I don't hear it.
This question's from Greggy. Sinbad, did Ed McMahon have a firm handshake?
Well, only if he uses right hand. Sometimes he uses left hand, which I never understood. But that's how you know you're going to lose. If he shook your hand with his left hand, it was a signal. I didn't pick it up to the show I lost. And he shook my hand and said, oh, this is a setup. He's trying to let me know, don't get excited and reach for the envelope.
The fix was in.
And I didn't know that, so I reached for the envelope. If you look back on the championship night, mm-hmm. I reached for the envelope, and they said, ladies and gentlemen, the winner is John Kassir. And I had to turn my reach for envelope into a handshake. But you can see on my face, I really thought that was my money. And that's where the trouble with Brandy came. And that's when it all started. And that's life changed. It was different.
I hope that, is there another question in there?
Yeah, don't cut your finger.
Oh, I better check. Oh, thank God. It finally wasn't that show. Ouchie.
Here's a question from Toby Keith Sweat.
You can't be both, man. You got pure country or R&B.
Are
look
these
at man.
Names?
Yeah, man, you can't.
No, these are all real names.
Forum names.
No, yeah, these are
their real
they
names.
Have to be
yes, they have
names.
To use their license to make their forum ID.
Okay.
Sinbad, both parts of your name are scary, Sin and Bad.
Yes.
What's the deal?
Because the middle name is Handsome.
Oh,
so I needed something.
Not very
I needed
scary
something.
At all.
That's right.
Balance,
that's why I dropped
yeah.
that out. I had to drop Sinbad, Handsome Bad, Sin, Handsome Bad.
So your name middle name is actually inside your first name.
Yes.
Mm.
But you just don't pronounce it when you say it.
No.
But that's how middle names were yeah. originated. It was like the middle
speak
of
on that.
Your name.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
See, she's listening.
Yes.
Speak.
Yeah. It was just, it was like, oh, it's a name in the middle of your
yeah.
name. Like
yeah.
you take
mm-hmm.
a pause.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but you know how they, you know, back in the day they used to. This is Princess So and So of Fortenberg, daughter of Lord Tyrone.
Whoa! Mm-hmm. Where did Paige go?
She went
yeah.
to school. She went to. She
yeah,
went to school.
Happened?
It was like a different voice in here.
She went to school in Oxford.
Well,
she spent years at Oxford.
That's unbelievable.
Paige was talking, and suddenly I'm
yeah.
watching Game of Thrones or
she,
something.
She, well, she was.
Yeah.
She's an Oxford grad.
I am. I moved to London a while ago to get away from all the paparazzi.
Yes.
Oh. Mm, yeah.
Boy, the country.
Boy, I'm still steamed from when Hayes tried to steal my thunder before.
Man, you should be upset.
You know, I'm just really letting it sink
yeah.
in, and I keep trying
well,
to think about, oh,
yeah.
I'll just move on.
Yeah.
You know, but
don't.
He, but it doesn't make
don't.
Sense to do
no,
it.
Look,
the wound,
no,
we
no,
got to
no,
hash
no,
this
no,
out.
The wound goes
no, but
deep.
You know, Sinbad, you know, like, Sean and I are friends. We're very good friends. But a podcast,
well, maybe,
I thought
podcasting
so, yeah.
is war.
It changes.
Right?
It changes you.
When we're in here in the ring.
Yes.
We're not. It's not the same.
But you know, it's not really
we're not friends.
It's not really a ring. You have a table. See, I think the problem with you is you see it as a ring, and we see it as a table with a lot of Velcro and markers and things and pens.
Yeah, it's the family supper table.
Yeah, it's the family supper table. You've seen a ring.
Did you think it was a ring?
Wow. And people don't know this from listening.
Wow.
The table is covered in Velcro.
Wow. See, that's that sound effect.
Mark CD.
Yeah, that was the dog getting pulled off the table.
The dog got stuck to the Velcro on the table.
Should we let Peanut? I guess Peanut doesn't make any noise. Maybe you just rub him against the mic.
Yes.
So he can
speak, Peanut.
Hold it still.
And that's the sound. And he's getting a good itchy.
Say something, Peanut. He has nothing to say.
He has nothing to say.
He's doing a little snuffles.
He's not ready. He's
but now he is famous, though.
He is the man.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first, people.
He's the man. You are the man. Be proud.
Reach back into the bag.
Uh-oh. You get the extra large one. Just the big bag.
Okay.
It's a super size.
Mark's budget is getting bigger.
Oh, that wasn't so bad.
Cool.
That was cool. Sinbad, here's a question from Agata.
Agata DeVita?
Yes. Sinbad, what happens when you die?
When I die or when someone else dies?
It says when you die, so I guess you.
Since I've died twice on Wikipedia, see, I'm glad you asked this question. When you die on Wikipedia, you change your Twitter name. When you die, you change your Twitter handle. You change your Facebook page. So when you die, you change your social media. It's a chance to come back and start over fresh. Mm-hmm. So if you're blessed to die on Wikipedia, mm-hmm. now I don't know if you're talking about the true death, or if we're talking about the Wikipedia death, because there are many.
What's the difference to
both,
these days?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The true death of True Blood. Do you watch True Blood? Hold up. Wait. Is this a walkout moment?
Are you going to walk out?
Are you going to storm out?
Y'all don't.
Is that why you took the seat right next to the door?
You don't watch True Blood?
That could be pretty powerful.
No, I watch it. I love it.
Did you like the last episode?
Yes.
Did you like the last episode?
Oh, the last episode was amazing with the blood.
When Snooki.
Thank you.
She hated the garlic, right? She couldn't be anywhere near it.
And her man.
Bart Simpson. Oh, Bart Simpson. Yeah, he didn't want her to have a cow.
What kind of a grown man doesn't watch True Blood?
Yeah, great question.
I don't even know. Engineer Brett, probably.
It's probably Engineer Brett.
And if he could talk, we probably could find out.
Yeah, well.
Since he can't talk, we'll never know.
No way to know for sure.
We'll never know.
And to be honest, it wouldn't be that interesting to know either way.
Ooh, I might have spoke on that.
Sinbad, thank you so much.
Yes.
For joining us on the show.
We're done? Oh, so True Blood. True Blood threw you off? My bad. I'm bad, man. So she don't watch True Blood and it threw you off? My bad.
We don't go. I know you did Never Not Funny with Jimmy Pardo, but we don't have his budget to. We don't have the tape budget. Mm. We just can't run for as long as.
Oh, you just go 70s tape? Did he go 70s tape on me?
We can't. Mm-hmm.
Did he just do the 70s tape?
We're on the real. Like,
I think he did.
You're on the 1-inch tape? You got the entire machine? I see, okay.
I didn't mean to go 70s tape on you, Sinbad.
Okay, man.
I don't even see a machine.
I think he went 70s tape.
I'm so sorry for going 70s tape on you. And Hayes, what did I make you promise me
before Sinbad came in?
That I wouldn't go 70s tape on
him. That you wouldn't go 70s tape on him.
And who doesn't listen to you or give you credit?
Well, I guess it's my old friend Hayes.
That's true. He stole your thunder and didn't even come back with his own.
Didn't come back. Thunder and lightning. Y'all could have been like Thunder and Lightning, mm-hmm. but you're like Thunder. And nothing.
Yeah.
Thunder and
just old Ben Franklin's key.
Ben Franklin key.
Yeah.
Key.
Sticking his key into
key
the lamp.
Thunder,
and
man.
That's a good
yeah,
callback.
Man.
I don't even have callbacks that
no,
good.
No, man.
Anyway, thanks for coming, Sinbad.
Well, don't be
did anybody
man.
Buy the
don't do
the
depressed. Don't do that,
week?
Man.
Well, maybe you could say something good about me.
Hey, man, you know, I can't believe that you had me here. It changed my life.
Thank you. It did change your life,
didn't
it?
It changed my life.
Does anybody buy the pro version this week, Ace?
Yeah, Somebody must have brought the pro version. One of our listeners. Who's that guy who's new, who posted a question at the very end?
Right. Yep. I know just
who's
going to
get there
about.
First.
It's not. Oh, jeez.
Is it pro version of an app?
It's a pro version
Tugs.
Of our Tugs. It's a pro version of our podcast where
people
can
pay a little more and they get the real.
And they actually get the show.
Scoop, yeah.
They actually so the pro version, the
they get
the show.
Well, they get they get extras. They'll get a home visit from you or something. You know, that they'll do and
fun little prizes.
And Tugs this week also gets this is just for Tugs.
Okay,
but you're gonna say how you really feel about Dan Aykroyd.
Man, Dan, I'm saying when we did White Lightning with Baryshnikov. He didn't, you know, he wasn't much of a dancer. I'm going to tell you something. I didn't know why he was in the movie. I knew I could dance. I did ballet. I did Albert Haley. Mm-hmm. But Aykroyd, he did do Canadian ballet, which is stripping, which I didn't know. That's a code word for strippers, Canadian ballet. And God, to have a naked man while we're trying to do this movie, and Aykroyd, I'm going to let some of that go. It was a traumatizing time for me.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.